our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
We are... Oh, I totally messed up the intro. Hello, and I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And apparently we're not that awesome today.
We're still awesome. It's you, not me.
Oh, okay. One of us is awesome.
One of us is awesome, and it's me, not you.
Okay. So we started having a conversation in the car, and I was like, we should just do a podcast about it instead.
Yeah, because it's a good conversation.
It could get interesting. So
how did it start?
You just said we could kill all the people except for these people.
Oh, right. So we were driving in the car, and I was in the left lane of two lanes, and then some people were just zooming past me to the left, like into oncoming traffic to go into a turn lane, and I was like, they're gonna kill everybody. Mm-hmm. And then we were trying to figure out who we would need to keep, mm-hmm. and then we could kill everybody else.
Right, right. So, where do we start?
So, I think we start with basic necessities, right? So, we have to keep all the people, anybody who's involved in keeping the water running.
Right.
We have to keep all the people, anybody who's involved in keeping the electricity on.
Right, the power companies, the water. Do we need, garbage men?
We still need garbage men.
Yeah. So...
water, sewer, electric, gas, mm-hmm. all of those folks need to keep their jobs.
So, who would we need to get, food?
So, it depends. Do you want to still have restaurants? Or are you fine with just...
we don't need restaurants.
Okay, so we have to keep... So, are we just assuming we just need to support ourselves here?
Right.
So, we need to keep a farmer?
Yeah.
For all the different kinds of food that we want to eat.
So, we need, a potato farmer.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, apparently, soy is the only food you need to survive.
Yeah, well, that's not a good life, though.
Brown. Soy is awful.
So, we're going to keep all of the... farmers across the world, really, that keep all our food going. Plus, we're going to need to keep anybody who transports that food mm-hmm. from the farm to us.
Or how about we just grow our own food? Can't we just do that instead? Because we don't...
we could, but we still have to be able to get the seeds and the fertilizer.
Right, but I mean, we won't need the fertilizer if we have, wherever we want. Because if you, have cows or something, right, don't they make fertilizer?
I guess they do.
So you have some cows, you get a farm with all the things that you need.
Do you know how to do this?
No.
Yeah, so that's
why
I was just going to keep the other people to do it for us.
No, that's too many people. We're trying to be as minimal as possible.
Are we? Because I thought I just wanted to kill off everybody who's useless. Okay.
Let's figure out who we can kill.
Yeah.
So if we don't need restaurants, we don't need cooks or waiters or delivery people.
We should keep one chef. Just so we can ask him questions. Be like, hey, how do you cook this?
We should keep one chef.
So we should keep Gordon Ramsay.
Okay.
He'll have all other chefs. Oh, but Alex Cornishelli.
Yeah, well.
We'll keep two.
We can keep them, and then they can produce new ones.
Yeah. No. No, we don't need that, but. I mean, I guess if they want to keep their kids or whatever, they can.
Yeah, I guess.
They get to take care
their
of them.
Their kids are useless, though. Children are useless.
Children are gone. Every child dies. There is no use.
No child is left behind.
We should probably keep your child.
Useless.
I've reconsidered. One child.
All right. I just
Zoe gets to stay.
I just like saying no child left behind.
That's funny. So almost no, one child left behind.
Sure, one child.
Anything to us, and we don't need them.
Yep,
so every child on Earth dies. That that takes out, a third of the population?
Yeah.
That's easy.
So any sort of things, so we'd have to have clothes, right?
Do we ever want to travel again? Do we need to keep an airline
pilot? Walk.
We can't walk to Europe.
What are you going to do in Europe if everybody's dead there?
They're still pretty sights. There's just nobody to get in my way of seeing them.
Right. Well, we could find a boat and just drive it to Europe.
I think we would die.
Right. Or we, yeah, so one pilot we want.
So a pilot.
I know a pilot. He flies helicopters.
A pilot and like a crew, mechanics and stuff to maintain the plane.
To maintain our one plane that we have, yeah. Our private jet.
That wouldn't be that bad. That can't be that many people.
Yeah.
Because if people have private jets, right, they pay like two guys to come in and fix their jet.
Right.
So
what happens if the parts of the jet go bad? We need someone to make those parts, don't we?
No. There's spares. There's all over the place.
Okay, that's fair.
There's a lot of extra planes.
Go get
planes.
One from another plane.
Because they're not going to be used, right?
So how about we don't kill everybody? We just, everybody
no,
disappears.
No, they're dying.
They just disappear.
Same thing.
Because killing them is kind of, you know.
Well, no, I don't want to have to deal with the
There's
aftermath.
A process.
You're right, no, you're Because
you need
though.
To have some people who are just the
I guess
executioners.
When I say kill, I mean go away.
Just, they disappear. Okay, because you'd have to have, like, a crew of executioners to go around killing every person
in the
world.
Yeah, that's a pain. No, they just disappear. They just poof.
That's more fair.
And nobody asks any questions about it either. There's no, like, government.
Mm-hmm.
There's no government. We don't really need government if it's just the two of us.
Just two of us. And plus whoever else.
Plus all the other people. So maybe we might need a little government.
Yeah.
But I really don't think we need government. We can live without
it. So we have to think about what the other people are going to eat.
No.
No.
We don't.
No. Because they don't have to. How about we just build robot servants to do everything?
I don't know how to do that, do you?
No, but maybe we can have a roboticist that does.
Okay, again, let's go back to the people that we know we can kill. People who are not going to be useful.
Okay.
Every artist.
Every artist.
Every artist, every musician.
Yeah, there's enough music. There's enough art. There's already enough out there.
I'm not saying artists aren't worth anything as people.
Mm-hmm.
But they are worthless in this instance.
In this scenario, they do not add anything.
They don't add any value.
Because there's already a million, like, there's enough art for
there's
us
a lot
to
of
consume.
Art. Yeah, there's enough art for me and you to consume.
Yeah.
There's enough art out there that I'm not going to be pining for a new song.
Yeah, we'll find
I'll be able to
There's
find
a lot of old songs that we even haven't heard yet.
Yeah. Like, so I can't, fine. I don't think in my lifetime I'd be able to listen to all the music that exists.
Yeah.
In fact, I know that I couldn't.
So
we're fine there.
We're good.
I'm not keen on paintings or sculptures.
Yeah,
or
and there's enough.
Like,
there's a ton
lot
of them.
Of those.
Yeah.
Nobody's maintaining them, so they're going to fall apart real quick.
Whatever.
They'll be fine. They'll be fine.
We can just go to a museum and pick the ones we like and bring them home.
And bring them home, because nobody's going to protest.
Yeah.
And get the Guernica for our wall.
Because you don't need guards, because it's just us. Yeah, you don't need police.
We can also live wherever we want to.
You won't
to.
Need police at all? No security guards?
No?
No law enforcement of any sort, because it's just you and me.
So, maybe... Maybe you're right. Maybe we need to build robot automatons instead of keeping all the people to do this. Because
you gotta feed them.
Yeah. So maybe in this scenario, most people poof, and then the rest of them turn into like zombie robot sort of people.
Yeah, that we don't have to feed.
And we don't have to feed.
That's fair. So it's just us.
So it's just us.
So we'd have to figure out, we'll have to set a set number of robots that we can have, and each one has a job.
Is it?
How about that?
A set number?
Yeah.
Oh. That sounds hard.
I know, right? Well, that's the trick, though.
Let's figure out what else we can lose.
Everything. Manufacturing.
We can't lose manufacturing. We still need stuff.
What do we need?
Food. We really just have to keep food manufacturing.
What? Well, I thought we were having a farm so we can grow our own food.
No, I told you I don't want to do that. That's the point of keeping
Well, we have food. Robot farmers.
But we can't. Okay, so wherever we're going to live, we can't grow everything there.
Okay.
Right? So there has to be a farm somewhere else.
So I think that the point of not having anybody else in the world is we have to make some sacrifices.
No, I don't want that. I don't want to have to make sacrifices. I just want the people who annoy me to disappear.
Uh-huh.
So how about this? Anybody who is incapable of placing an online order on a major retail website. If
That's
they can't
very...
do it themselves, they are not smart enough to live on this planet.
Sometimes people, like, what if there's, like, a really smart doctor who doesn't know anything about the internet?
Too bad.
But he can, like, cure any disease, but he doesn't know anything about the internet.
If he doesn't have the critical thinking skills to make a simple online purchase, he's out. I'm sorry, he's out.
So everyone who's unemployed, they're not at, you
know,
helping at
all. Yeah, they're adding zero value.
They're gone already.
In this world, they're useless.
That's, like, all children as well.
Yeah, kids are gone. Kids are gone. Kids are gone, artists are gone, unemployed people are gone.
And every
restaurant workers are all gone.
Anyone who works in a restaurant is gone.
Service industry. We really don't need. We're not going to need hotels.
Anybody who works in any sort of grocery store, except for what you wanted the people that work at our Target to be alive.
Yeah, well, we just need Target. We don't even need the other grocery stores.
Right. So if you want to maintain the same standard of living, except no one else is around, that's what you're going for.
Yeah. Okay. The same standard of living, except minimal people are around.
Yeah, the least amount of people. So, yeah, you won't need, like, people who make cars
I'm not going to need anybody who sells or makes a bed.
Yeah. Because you could find a new one if...
Yeah. I guess in this world, stealing's okay.
You won't need locksmiths.
We've decided that stealing is fine.
Well, they're not stealing if there's nobody to take it from.
Oh, that's true.
It's just yours.
We can just have it.
We're the only ones who need it.
Yeah, salespeople are all out, aren't they?
Yeah, they don't need to sell anything.
We don't need
anything.
A single salesperson.
Yeah.
It'll be kind of sad that there's no movies.
Yeah.
But I can live without
there's
that.
There's a bunch of old movies we haven't seen
which
yet.
Which means we don't need movie theaters.
Yeah, no movie theaters.
No movie production, none of that.
Yeah.
None of that.
Hollywood is gone.
Hollywood's completely gone.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'll be sad to lose stand-up comedy, too.
Yeah, well, not important. There's a lot of old comedy tapes.
Can we keep Jackie Cation?
Nope. Useless.
Not useless. Keeping her.
Why?
Because she's nice.
So, we're trying to get rid of everybody.
I don't know what else to tell you. She's nice.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, we're trying to get rid of everybody who annoys me.
Oh,
she
just
does not
annoy
every, me.
I thought it was everyone who is, doesn't have...
Oh, everybody
isn't
who's
necessary.
Useless and who I don't want to have to deal with.
Who isn't
which is
necessary.
Most people.
You said who isn't necessary.
Right. To me, people that I already like and enjoy, I can deem as necessary.
Right.
So Jackie Cation gets to stay and Andy Ashcroft gets to stay.
So what about our friends?
Friends and family?
Yeah.
I don't know that close of friends. I'll keep the one friend that I have.
Yeah. So your family, you just, they're all gone?
No, my family could stay too.
But what are they doing?
They're my emotional support network.
So we can get rid of all customer service.
Yes, all customer service.
So everyone that we work with
so
is gone.
So we don't have a job anymore.
Yeah.
We don't really need a job.
So we're gone.
We don't have to pay
we're
for anything.
We're way gone.
No. In this scenario, we still matter.
We're the only ones that matter. We are the center
us
of this universe.
Creating the scenario, we would be gone.
Right. If it was anybody else, we're
totally
already gone.
Useless.
Yeah, we're useless.
Yeah, all customer service jobs are gone. We don't really need any, like, not just government, but like law officials or legal anything.
Yeah.
We don't need lawyers.
Yeah.
We don't need tax people.
Mm-hmm. No taxes.
We don't have to pay
no
taxes.
No accountants.
My mom
no
would
bankers.
Be out of a job too because we don't need Social Security.
No government. Yeah.
No government at all.
Yeah.
Mail system. Don't really need that.
Yeah. Who are we sending a letter to?
Nobody. Pay rent?
Yeah.
For that matter, our building manager's gone.
Yeah, well, useless.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, and every other building manager.
Every other building manager.
Yeah. There are a lot of jobs that are unnecessary if it's just you and me.
Because
mm-hmm. they don't affect us in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy who works at the... Everybody who works at the airport who's
We don't really need gas stations anymore.
No. Everybody who works at a gas station is gone. Everybody who works in an oil refinery is gone.
Yeah,
everybody who works in the oil
field. There's
way
more than enough gas for us for the rest of the
of
the time
that
we have. Schools?
Schools don't need them.
Don't need them. If we want to learn something, there's books.
There's books. We'll learn it.
We learn ourselves. We can homeschool your child.
Yeah.
We can figure that out.
Figure it out. There's
homeschooling's
books.
Homeschooling's not that hard.
Yeah. Just be like, do you know this? Nope. Okay, we'll learn it.
Okay, let's talk about it.
What else? There's a lot. I mean, that's most of the things.
Yeah.
There's so many things that we can get rid of that we don't have to worry about.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
Yeah.
If it were just us.
Yeah. But there's a few things that we need.
Is there like a section of the industry or of the world that we've missed as far as industry goes? Like, I feel like there's a big section.
I mean, there's so much manufacturing.
There's a lot
for
of
so much things that we're never going to use. Like diaper manufacturing.
Yeah.
Don't need them.
Never going to need that.
Yeah. I'll just poop in my pants when I'm old.
I'm never going to need, like a high-end golf club.
Yeah, never going to need
I don't even need a low-end golf club.
Yeah, sports. Everybody in sports we don't need.
Oh, all the sports are gone.
Yeah.
Yes, that's so much better. There wouldn't be any more magic cards, though.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
There's a bunch of old
ones. You know
what?
There's like 10,000 of them.
Yeah.
It's fine. Probably more than that.
Yeah, there are more than 10,000 magic cards.
Do you know
in the
how
world.
Many magic cards there are? No, like different kinds, like...
Oh, specific
cards.
Different ones?
Yeah.
I don't know an exact number, but I'd guess probably about 15,000 different cards.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
What's crazy is that you know a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I just
I think that would
you.
Be a fun segment to do on our magic podcast. Is
oh?
You open
We're
a pack...
We're not having a magic podcast.
No, I'm telling you about it. You open
oh,
a pack...
Oh, our hypothetical...
And then you tell me, like, a mana cost, or, like... The name of a card, and I figure out what it is.
I don't know that that's a fun segment for anybody else to listen to, though.
Well, if they like magic, it is, because they can try and figure it out at the same time.
Oh, yeah, I
and
guess
if they
so.
Know it before me, then they win.
Mmm. It'd be fun if I didn't tell you what set it was from.
Well, you open a pack, and then you don't tell me what set it is, and then I have to guess the card, and then I'll know the rest of them
That'd
based
be
on
fun.
That. Yeah. or I have to guess the set based on a card name or something like that.
Mm-hmm. That'd be cool.
Yeah. See, we're making up segments for our magic podcast. Yeah, we're not going to have a magic podcast. I know you don't think that, but
we're not going to.
But I'm going to make it happen
someday.
We're not
going to have a magic podcast.
All right.
We have no added value to a magic podcast.
So if anybody who listens to this podcast likes magic, you let us know, and maybe we'll have a magic podcast just for
we're
you.
We're not going to have a magic podcast.
And they'll just do a magic podcast with somebody else.
No.
Mm-hmm. I'll go do a That's podcast fine. With Gully.
Fine, go do a podcast with somebody else. I actually don't care as long as we still have a podcast. That does not matter to me at all.
I'll do a magic podcast with Gully. He'll do it.
We won't have scientists anymore. Yeah. Oh, that'd be sad.
Don't need science.
We don't need it, but it'd be real sad. Because mm-hmm. there's no, like, new advancements or anything.
Yeah, well, you're the one who wants to... It could just be you. You could do the advancements. Everything you think of is a new advancement in society.
Yeah, it is, because we're society.
Because we're it.
I'm smarter than almost everybody else.
Yep, just about.
No, I'm the least smart person in the world at that point. Oh, that's the worst.
I mean, one of
I've
us has to
from
be.
Being pretty smart to the dumbest person in society.
But also the second smartest in the world. So, I like how you think that I'm
actually,
smarter than you,
to,
too.
To clarify here, we don't really need to get rid of everybody in the world, do we?
Why?
We just need to get rid of everybody anywhere we'd ever plan on going. Like, I'm sure it's great and all, but I'm probably never going to India. They mm-hmm. can stay.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to bother me at all.
They're not going to bother you.
They're not.
But what if they decide that all this empty space in
America
needs
to
be
filled
up?
Yeah, you're right. They gotta go. They gotta get out of here.
It's like there's two people left in the United States.
I think this is what people, like, envision when they think of the rapture. Like, you know that rapture they keep telling us is gonna happen where, like, God takes everybody or whatever?
All the God people go away.
Yeah. I think this is the kind of thing they're thinking is gonna happen. People just poof out.
Yeah.
Like, the people who are left are probably the useful ones.
No, that's not how it works.
No, but I mean, like, if it were to actually happen.
So
no,
you think
the people
that only
who are left, like, go to hell or something.
So the
right?
So the only people that... So you're saying the only people that disappear are the people who... Or what am I trying to say? The people who believe in God are people who don't matter? Is that what you're saying? In that case? Well, because if you believe in God at that point, when the rapture happens,
I'm saying the people who believe in God, I'm fine with leaving.
Oh.
Aren't you?
Well, no, but I mean... They might be the ones who are important in some way. I don't know.
They might be.
Yeah. And imagine how many car accidents are going to happen right then.
So many. Do they take their clothes
Because it's
with them
all
when they
the women in the SUVs.
Do they take their clothes with them when they get raptured?
No, they don't need them.
So everybody's naked up there?
Yeah.
Just hanging around naked?
Yeah. It doesn't matter. It's not real anymore.
Did you get cold?
It doesn't matter.
They're in clouds. Clouds are like ice.
Yeah,
they're
well,
made of ice.
But you're made of ghost.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That halo maybe has something like a heater in it.
Yeah, I don't think there's like an actual physical embodiment.
Does the halo... Now, I never really knew much about the halo. Does the halo hover over the head or does it go on the head?
It's over it. Yeah.
It's over it? And what is that supposed to symbolize?
It means that
you
you're
know?
Good.
Is that like a thing? Do you know anything about it? Like a halo?
No, I think it was like the original ones were just like on the Jesus pictures, and it's kind of just like a circle around his head with like lines coming out of it.
Oh, just like a like bright light?
Yeah, and then they kind of adapted that.
Because I thought angels had them.
Yeah.
And they have wings and like a white robe and they play a harp.
The symbolism gets changed around when it gets redone. Like Santa Claus just showed up in like the 1900s from Coca-Cola ads. You know that wasn't it wasn't real until somebody drew it and they're like,
well,
okay,
no,
that's
there
what it
was
is now.
Saint Nick before that, but
right? But he
Santa
wore
Claus
green
like
or
that.
Something. I don't know. It was
yeah,
a different,
he did
was a different guy.
Aren't angels in some place? Aren't they like real creepy beasts?
I don't know.
Like I feel like I remember reading something that angels are like real creepy beasts.
I know that the devil is an angel who asked God a question.
Yeah, and
he said,
God's
nope.
like, no, I can't deal with that. You go down there where it's warm. You
go
down where
there.
It's warm.
You're in charge of the place where bad people live.
Yeah.
Go poke them with your pitchfork.
It's warm.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know about the whole religion thing. I just don't
if
care
you,
enough.
If you were gonna make up your own. Religion, what would it be?
Oh, wow.
Keep in mind, it's all made up, so it doesn't matter. You can
right.
make up whatever you want.
Yeah, I'd need some time.
No, that's not what this exercise is. Come up with something. Doesn't matter how good it is.
I would say that people have... I don't even know.
I would say... Like,
I'd say that it's your soul, right? Your soul has... Whatever your soul is was somewhere else, like a reincarnation thing. Mm-hmm. But if you had any problems in your past lives, they come through in your new life.
Mm.
And you have to, like, go into it, like... get hypnotized to kind of bring back the memories from your past life to resolve them.
Oh, to resolve it. So you're like, yeah. Oh shoot, I hit my sister in my old life. I have to go apologize to her. And you just have to go find some random.
Or I mean, just to know what, like, because people have like emotional trauma or whatever, mm-hmm. right? But I think it goes through lives. So that's why people are different in this life. So like if something happened to you, like in your past life, and then when you're
messed up
and you're like a shitty kid, it's because you know.
Okay. Somebody, so like.
Did something to you in a past life.
So, like, people have, like, chemical imbalances that cause, like, depression, right? Mm-hmm. So you're saying that in a past life, mm-hmm. something real sad happened to them, and that's just propagated through to their new life.
Yeah.
Oh, that works.
Yeah, that's my religion.
I'm fine with that. Yeah. I was going to go with something a lot simpler. I like your religion better. We could just start following
We
that
could just
one.
Do that. So now
how
we
do
go
you,
get
so
hypnotized.
So how do you resolve it, though? Religion always has a way to resolve the issue.
Well, you have to get hypnotized. You have to figure out what happened. And then you, then if you could acknowledge it, that's a long way. I don't know the psychology.
Oh, so you just have to acknowledge it? That's
yeah,
all it
you have to acknowledge that something did happen to you in a past life, and then that's a good step. That's the first step in getting it resolved.
Right, but how do you actually resolve it?
I don't know. I'm not a psychologist.
Oh, it's a psychology thing. Yeah. I thought maybe it was like a prayer sort of thing. Because like, that's how a lot of religions
do it.
Yeah,
but that's
just,
bullshit.
Like, just ask somebody.
Yeah, there's nobody there to ask.
Well, no, but that's, your religion's made up too.
Yeah.
Make someone up.
I don't need anybody.
You just have to, like, think about it a lot?
Yeah, it's yourself. You're your own god.
Okay.
Each person is a divine being that goes through a whatever, a transformation.
And then you die when you're, like, ready or whatever?
Yeah, okay, we'll do that. Like Buddhism, right? Like, once you achieve the ultimate peace, you can ascend and not have to worry about a physical body anymore.
Okay. What about car accidents? How did that work?
What?
Like, people who die naturally, I can see that, but, like,
right.
Like car accidents.
Oh, well, you just get another chance. You just keep
going. Oh, you
back.
Just keep going until you figure it out.
Yeah, until you figure it out.
Okay,
and then,
so
and then
probably
once you...
if you die in a car accident, your next incarnation or whatever is just
right.
going to be real
like
sad.
That monk who was, like, still meditating for 2,000 years or whatever. Did you see that picture?
No.
It was, like, some dead guy who, like, died when he was meditating.
Oh, and they're just, like,
they're
still
like, he's
meditating.
Still alive!
They,
yeah.
No. Oh, they think he's still alive. They're trying to pretend he's alive, and he's just still meditating.
He's just a, it's like a,
like
a dried-up like
corpse.
But, like, that guy, we could say that he achieved it. Like, he was meditating, and he finally achieved enlightenment and ascended.
And he just, soul left and left whatever's behind.
Yep.
So he's the only guy in history.
Well, there's other ones, but, you know, some they just, you know, they figure it out in a dream or something, and then they're dead.
Okay.
And they're done living. They don't come back. Their soul doesn't come back.
I was going to say that your soul lives in your blood.
Okay.
And so you have to be, like... Because, like, right, if you lose your blood, you die,
mm-hmm.
right? Because there's no more you, because your soul was in your blood. And that we all share a little bit of our souls with each other. Like, when you donate blood and you get a blood transfusion, like, you become a slightly different person.
Ooh, so blood transfusions are bad?
They're not bad.
Yeah.
But you have to be careful.
I feel like...
Nope, they're not bad. But you aren't allowed to, like, give blood if you have, like, a criminal history. Like, if you have to take, like, a psychological test before you can give blood, because we don't want to give bad people's blood to good people. But you can, like other people, when you get a blood transfusion, you might not notice the difference in your life, but you're different. You're different somehow. And you're probably not going to realize it until years later. You're like, man, when did I start caring about that? And then you're like, oh, I had a blood transfusion.
Right. So I wonder how they do that, like, with blood transfusions. You only get one person's blood? Because if you need, like, 6 units of blood, you get 6 different people's bloods.
Yeah, you get 6 different people's bloods, and you take a little bit of each person's characteristics. Now, we regenerate blood, right?
Mm-hmm.
We can heal our souls. If something happens to you where you're losing blood, part of your soul disappears, but you can heal that, right? You can get that back. You just can't lose too much. There's a certain point after which you're not able to heal your own soul anymore.
So you have to take somebody else's soul.
So you have to borrow some soul from somebody else.
Okay.
And that changes
you. So what should we call our religion? Is it Ahaism?
Yours is a different one than mine. We have different religions.
Well, we can combine these somehow.
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
Well, no, because mine is about the soul as well. It just
gets transported.
Yeah, but
I don't think they combine.
Well, yeah, mine is more spiritual and yours
is
more physical.
Spiritual.
Yeah, whatever. The Church of Aha.
The Church of Aha.
So yeah, there's our religions. If you have a religion that you made up and you want to share it with us,
yeah, let us know.
Let us know. Send us an email.
Let us know also if you think we missed somebody who's not important.
Yeah, there's a lot of not important people.
There's so many not important people.
Send us a tweet at Aha Podcast.
Tweet at Aha Podcast. Email ahapodcast@gmail.com. You can comment on the website, on the podcast. You can comment. I posted on my personal Facebook.
You want to comment on there. If you know us,
oh, I forgot to put it on the page last week. I should probably post that.
Yeah, we have our Aha Podcast Facebook page.
I think it's facebook.com/ahapodcast.
Yeah. You'll find us if you're looking.
There's a million ways to get to it.
And tell people, if you like our podcast, tell people you know to listen.
Yeah, like even if they don't know us.
Yeah.
Because
I think there's some people who don't know us that might listen.
That's possible.
Yeah, we don't know.
Some of our old episodes, from what I've heard from my sister, they're real good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some of our new episodes are pretty good, too.
Yeah. I like this one. This is a good episode.
Yeah, we're talking about solid stuff. About we this didn't one. Even do like a top three.
Yeah, no. This was like a special episode. Yeah, very. We can do a top three. Do you want to do a top three?
Sure. Top three religions.
That's what I was going to say. All right.
High five.
High five. I only know like three religions.
My favorite is Taoism.
I know you like the Taoism. What do you like about Taoism?
Taoism is just, it basically is just go with the flow. Like, don't force your way into something. Just let it happen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like the tree that sways in the wind instead of breaking.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
I'll take that one.
I love it.
There's a... What's that one that... You go to number two, I don't remember.
Okay, number two, I like... Not that I would follow it, but I really like the way it works, is Jainism.
Oh, what's that?
They do not harm any living beings.
Oh, that'd be hard.
But they have like a broom that they sweep.
Oh, that's right. They sweep bugs
because they don't want to hurt the bugs because it's a reincarnation of someone or something.
Oh, that's impossible.
Yeah.
How do they feel about bacteria and viruses?
You know what? I don't know. And I don't care. I just think it's an interesting way to look at the world.
It is really interesting. What's the one that Rainn Wilson follows? That's the one that I wanted to talk about. I don't remember either. That's that one, though.
Okay, that one. The one that Rainn Wilson follows.
Yeah, I don't remember what it's called. I feel real dumb right now.
I don't know.
Whatever.
Do you have a second one?
I do. I can't think of anything right now.
It's one that somebody else follows.
No. It's the universal whatever. Fuck. I can't remember anything today.
Mm-hmm.
It's like universal Unitarianism or whatever.
Oh, it's just like everybody's
cool. It's just
cool.
Like everybody's all right.
Well, that's a lot like Hinduism as well. Like,
it is.
In Hinduism, there's everybody's on like a different level of it. So, mm-hmm. like, if whatever religion you are, Hinduism, mm-hmm. you're a part of Hinduism, mm-hmm. according to the Hindus, mm-hmm. or certain ones. They're like, okay, you believe in Jesus. You're a Hindu because he's just some god that you believe in. Whatever. That's mm-hmm. that's us. You're fine.
And then also, I like, not that I know that much about it, but like the classical Greek gods, I like the idea of worshipping like 45 different gods.
Yeah, it's like you do something and be like, totally look out, Apollo's watching.
Yeah, I'm totally cool with that. Like, I feel like if I were to pick a religion or actually decide to follow a religion, I would go with one that has like a bunch of gods because it's so much cooler.
Yeah. Well, we know somebody who does like, who follows the Norse gods.
Yeah, we do. That's true. I don't remember what that religion is called.
I don't remember. So, but you know, hey,
but yeah,
do your thing.
Whatever works for you, man.
And I have a third one that I liked. Oh, I like this one because it's so made up and awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's Scientology.
Oh, obviously. No. I just love the idea.
Aliens. It's so out there. And
really?
And it's so great that people believe it. Like,
I don't think it's great that people believe it, but I think it
just goes to show something about the human nature.
I think somebody could
make up a religion in like 1950 and then have all these people just be like, yeah, that's it.
I think it would be really good in a science fiction world.
Well, I mean, he was a science fiction author.
No, but that's what I'm saying is, like, I don't know why real people believe it.
Right.
It's like people believing that, like, Jedi stuff is real.
Oh, they have those.
Like, the Force.
Yeah,
that's not a real thing.
I mean, to be fair, none of the religions are a real thing, but...
No, but like, that one was made up by a god. Like, I can point to, that's the guy who made it
up. Right,
well,
yeah, L. Ron Hubbard. You know,
I can't point to who made up Christianity. There's a few people.
Yeah, there
right?
was like, I think it was like in 70 AD. Like, that's when, I mean, there was the people that followed Jesus around.
No, but
then, you know, 40 years later, someone's like, I remember hearing about this thing happening 40 years ago, so I'm going to write it down.
Well, no, there was somebody. A lot before that, but...
Well, they didn't start writing the books until, like, 40 years afterwards.
Yes, they did.
Did they?
Yeah, there was Judaism. It's basically
But the actual, like, the New Testament?
Oh, the New Testament. Yeah, I thought you meant all of the books. I was talking about Christianity.
Like, the New Testament is the Christian
book. Oh, so you're just talking about the New Testament.
Yeah, the Old Testament was...
They do worry about the Old Testament, too. Yeah, the Old Testament is just the Jewish laws. And then they're like, let's put all this other stuff about Jesus
in there. And that's cool, too. I mean, there was, like, the one... what was the one book? I can't remember. But it's the one that just has all the laws.
Yeah.
And it's just like, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't eat... You know, don't eat pigs, don't eat things, don't eat shellfish, you know, don't eat this food.
Is it like Leviticus, maybe?
It could be, yeah.
Deuteronomy,
I think is
the one. Yeah, it might be Deuteronomy.
Yeah.
It's one of the first ones.
The five first ones.
It's not Exodus. Yeah. Leviticus, yeah, Numbers. Leviticus.
Yeah, Deuteronomy.
It might be Joshua, Leviticus. Judges, Ruth.
Yeah. It's one of the first five.
Yeah, I think it's
Numbers is all like census things like
it that. Is so boring. I only made it like a third of the way through Genesis before I gave up. Yeah, so boring.
I think it's Leviticus is the laws.
It might be.
Yeah,
that sounds right.
Because the Levites were the priests. Anyway, so
Bible nerds, hit us up. No, we have a Bible around here somewhere.
Yeah, I read it. You know, I wanted to learn it. My ex-wife was very into it, and I tried to get along too. So.
I never believed it, and it never interested me.
I honestly, when I was younger, I really, like, I kind of went along with it.
Oh,
I just didn't.
When I was younger, I wanted to believe that it was true, but I didn't believe it was true. Yeah, and it's a weird...
That's kind of where I was at,
It's a
too.
Weird status to be in, because inside you're just like, no, this isn't a thing. Mm. But outside you're like, man, I really want it to be. Because
everybody was so, like, they felt like they were doing it right and being happy.
I felt like I was missing something. Like, that I was too dumb to understand what everybody else was getting. And, like, for like a few years, like through high school and early college, like I prayed every night before I went to sleep, but I didn't actually believe it was doing anything. I think it just made me feel better.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of it is for people.
Just
to, like,
make you feel better.
I think most of religion, the way that I believe it, I can't say if this is true about everybody, but I think that most of religions are because people don't know what happens after you die. They make up a story to make them feel better about, you know, dying.
I'm honestly fine with that as long as they don't use that to be like, no, you can't have basic health rights also.
Right. But
that's where it starts to turn sour.
Yeah. I mean, if you believe what you like, I mean, I don't care. It's just don't, you know, use it to force different things on other people that don't believe that.
Yeah.
You know, or,
yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever.
So
we've
religion.
Devolved into a religion talk, and I don't think we.
Oh, well, that's
really
what we were.
That's
what
there.
We were talking about.
No, we were talking about useless people.
Oh. Okay. Well, then you started talking about the rapture, and then
No, I think I started to say that everyone who is religious was useless, which I think I should probably recant. I didn't actually mean that. But.
I mean, we won't need priests.
No, we won't at all.
Yeah,
most of the people
sort of
who qualified
leaders.
Under my. Other people that we don't need were probably religious. Or religious people qualified under those other categories.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, being
anybody
just
be
being religious isn't...
It's not a disqualifier.
It's not a disqualifier. It's just if your job is only regarding religion.
Yeah.
Like a religious leader.
If you're
Who works.
If you're a Christian and you're my garbage man, you get to stay.
Yeah, it's just if your only job is to work at a church.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
You're not
any
useful.
Kind of religious organization is your only job.
Temple or whatever.
Yeah,
they
that's. I'm sorry, but you're not needed.
I'm not going to need you.
Yeah.
Not going to need you.
So, anyway, what?
There weren't any more books. Oh, wait.
We have. There's
so
a million
books.
There's
so many more
you
books.
Have not even read all of the Stephen King books.
You're right. Oh, we have to keep, like, a guy to plow the roads.
For what?
You know what? We wouldn't live here anymore.
Yeah,
where
would
we live?
We would go somewhere nicer. I would go to Hawaii.
No, I wouldn't live in Hawaii.
Why?
Not without, like, a lot of...
Bug spray?
It'd be too hard because you have to fly in everything. If there's, like, a storm for a while, you don't get stuff.
So where would you want to live?
Where would I want to live?
Somewhere where it doesn't snow.
No, I want it to snow, but not as much. Probably Northern California.
Northern California.
Although there's...
There's earthquakes there, and that would mess you up. If there's an earthquake, you're like, well, everything I know
What's
is broken.
What's east of California?
Nevada.
What's east of Northern California?
Nevada.
What's above Nevada?
Idaho.
South Idaho? Could we do South Idaho?
Or like Oregon.
Yeah, that'd be fine. There's not so much earthquakes
We could live
there.
In Corvallis, Oregon.
There you go. That's where the internet told us we should live.
Yeah. We did like a, we did a quiz, and that was on both of our top 10 lists of where we should live.
Yeah. But we couldn't find any jobs there, so we don't live there.
Yeah. Seems nice.
It does seem nice.
If anybody knows anything about Corvallis, Oregon, let us know.
Or if you know of any jobs that pay decent in Corvallis, Oregon.
Yeah. I'll be a garbage man. I don't give a shit.
You would not like to be a garbage
man. I would not like, but I get to wake up early.
You do not do physical labor.
But I think that doing that would be better. Like, because if you do physical labor for a while, you get used
you
to
get
it.
You get used to it.
And then you get strong.
Yeah, but I don't think you'd get used to it.
I'd be like, it smells.
I think you'd quit before you got used to it.
They probably pay pretty well.
They probably do. I mean, there's other jobs in, like, the garbage man industry that isn't, like, go pick up garbage.
Yeah.
Like, somebody has to be a manager.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Garbage manager.
Yeah. Or, like, water treatment plant.
But I don't know if you'd like me if I just smelled like garbage all the time.
Just take a shower, you're fine.
Just be like, you gotta take a shower. Well, I'd go to work at 4 a.m.
Yeah. And you wouldn't shower, and then you'd come home and shower.
I'd come home, and it would be like 10 a.m., and I'd be done with work, and I'd be like, well, time to have my day. That would be awesome, though.
That would be kind of great.
But then I'd go to sleep at, you know, 8 p.m., whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Seems good. I love working early in the morning.
You really do. I don't think I could do that early. Mm-hmm. I think the absolute earliest that I could get up to do a job would to go in would be 7.
Yeah, I get up at 5:45.
You do.
And I go in.
I mean, not getting up at 7. I mean, I think I could force myself to do a job at 7 a.m. Mm-hmm. I just wouldn't want to.
The thing that I love about it is nothing happens for the first 2 hours when I'm there.
Really?
Like, from 7 to 9, I just hang out and... like look at Reddit.
Wait for something.
And wait for something. Drink, yeah. Have some coffee. Drink nice. Some water. Look at the computer. I maybe get one or two contacts. Do some emails because they're pretty easy.
I just do emails constantly.
But they run out of them now because there's...
Oh, we don't run out.
Yeah,
we never run
there's,
out.
There's very few emails. And they're all like... Yeah, well, whatever. You don't want to hear about my work podcast.
No, we don't
podcast.
Want to hear about your work on the podcast.
Yeah, but we just work on emails and stuff. But yeah, I love being there in the morning when it's not real busy. It's calm. None of the bosses are there yet, so they don't need me to do anything and just hang out.
We could have all the game consoles in the world if there was nobody else here.
Yep, but no new games.
That's just, okay.
There's a
yeah, and there's a lot of old games that I have.
We could just mod the games we have. We could figure it out.
We could teach ourselves to program and make new games.
Yep, we could do that.
We could totally do that.
I could have my own incremental game.
We wouldn't have to do jobs.
Yeah.
Because I think part of the qualifications of everybody else disappearing is that I don't have to have a job anymore.
Yeah.
So
we
could
our
just
own
learn.
Bosses.
We could just learn to do whatever we want and then do it.
Yeah.
We'd have to learn how to fix stuff, right? Because there wouldn't be.
Yeah, you'd figure it out.
Yeah. There wouldn't be like a tech support around anymore because we determined that the service industry was useless.
All right. So let's wrap this one up.
Let's wrap it.
We're wrapping it up.
Putting a ball on it.
It's bowed.
Bowed up.
Okay, bye.